You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from Find and Use Your Inner Power by Emmett Fox, published in 1922. You think, and your thoughts materialize as experience, and thus it is that you are weaving the pattern of your own destiny, here and now, by the way in which you allow yourself to think, day by day and all day long. It is altogether in your own hands. Nobody but yourself can keep you down. Nobody else can involve you in difficulty or limitation. Neither parents, nor wives, nor husbands, nor employers, nor neighbors, nor poverty, nor ignorance, nor any power whatever, can keep you down when once you have learned how to think. The science of living is the science of thought. When things go seriously wrong, there is a strong temptation to cast oneself for a tragic role, to feel deeply injured and even embittered. The result of this, however, is only to make it more difficult to get things right again. Indeed, it may be quite impossible to succeed at all, so long as this attitude lasts. Self-pity, by making us feel sorry for ourselves, seems to provide an escape from responsibility, but it is a fatal drug nevertheless. It confuses the feelings, blinds the reason, and puts us at the mercy of outer conditions. In the old stage dramas, a favorite role was the tragedy queen. It was traditional for her to stalk about the stage in heavy black, with an intolerable air of injured innocence. She never made any attempt to put things right, and she invariably came to a sad end. Don't be a tragedy queen, whether you are a man or a woman, for it is not a question of gender, but of mental outlook. No matter what happens, refuse to take it tragically. Absolutely repudiate a crown of martyrdom. If you cannot laugh at yourself, which is the best medicine of all, at least try to handle the difficulty in an objective way, as though it concerns somebody else. To be tragic is to accept defeat. To refuse to be tragic is to affirm victory. Know that you can be victorious, and insist upon victory. Now, to solve a problem, or to bring some good into your life, you have to set up a new mental makeup concerning the matter in question. You must be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You have to break down the old mental concepts and carefully build up a new one, just as an old building has to be torn down before a new one can go up on the same site. Many people understand this principle, but they fail to demonstrate it, because they do not carry it out logically in practice. They may carefully build up a new mental structure for a moment, But instead of faithfully preserving that structure intact long enough for it to materialize, they promptly knock it down again by negative thinking. It is as though a bricklayer should devote the morning to building a wall, and then spend the afternoon knocking down what they had built. Such a builder could work hard in this fashion year after year, without ever accomplishing anything. This seems to be happening to you. It is probably due to the same cause. Building followed by wrecking. The moment you catch yourself thinking a negative thought, you should reject it instantly. Immediately switch your attention to something positive, something rejuvenating. Do not stop to say goodbye to the error thought, but break the connection instantly and occupy your mind with the good. You will be surprised how many difficulties will begin to melt away out of your life. It is your duty to run your life on intelligent lines. God gives us all as much intelligence as we can possibly need. But unfortunately, in most cases, we use very little of it. We apply our intelligence only here and there in our lives, instead of applying it at every point. Ask yourself today if you are really conducting your life intelligently. Are you eating and drinking intelligently? Are you selecting your reading intelligently? Do you spend your money intelligently? Do you use the power of your speech intelligently by speaking only positive and constructive things? Are you thinking intelligently? Are you considering intelligently the things that you hear, or do you just accept them uncritically? Do you really exercise intelligence in carrying out your daily work, whatever it may be? Do you seek to approach each new problem as it arises, with intelligence instead of mere emotion? Have you intelligent plans for the future? Do you know what you would really like to do or to be? And if not, wouldn't it be only intelligent to go to work and find out? And then draw up an intelligent plan for gaining your desire? What the world most needs today is more intelligence. There is plenty of good feeling and goodwill, but because people will not use enough intelligence, humankind everywhere is in difficulties. The real solution for the world's problems is for the mass of people in every country to apply intelligence to political and economic problems, setting aside prejudice and blind tradition. When this is done, a solution will surely be found. Meanwhile, each one of us can do this independently in our own life. Your intelligence is the light of God in your soul. So do not muddle. Do not drift. Use your intelligence. It is more fun to be intelligent. And never force things. Never bring heavy pressure to bear in a given direction. Never make up your mind that a certain thing must be done, or that it must be done now. All this sort of thing is dangerous, and is likely to land you in trouble instead of improving matters. It is looking to the without, whereas spiritual intelligence looks to the within. What you really want is harmony and true expression at every point in your life. When you encounter a firm resistance anywhere, it usually means that you are on the wrong road and had better retreat and try another. Mental or material pushing will only get you farther down the wrong road, and it gives you a longer distance to retrace. Affirm that God is working within you, that when God works, He always succeeds, that He knows the best way and is inspiring you to take it, that God meets no resistance, for He works with joy, and that you and your life are part of that. The most important of all things to possess is peace of mind. There is absolutely nothing else in the world that is equal in value to that. Nothing else that life can offer is so important. And yet it seems to be about the last thing that many people work for. They strive both spiritually and materially for everything else under the sun. Whereas if they had everything else and still lacked peace of mind, they would be miserable. If someone came to you with $1 billion in one hand and peace of mind in the other, and you took the $1 billion, you would be the most foolish person in the world. For peace of mind includes all other good things. If you have peace of mind, it does not matter where you are or what surrounding conditions may be. All will be well. Even if the outer picture is unpleasant, it will cause you no grief if you have peace of mind. Very soon that picture will inevitably change into something better. Peace of mind is positively the greatest of all God's gifts. Pray for this, and the rest will take care of itself. It's been said that life is like playing a violin solo in public, and learning to play the instrument as you go along. This is a true saying. It describes the experience very well, but you shouldn't worry about it. We are in this world for exactly that purpose, to learn. And while learning, we do not expect to produce a perfect work. When you can produce a perfect work, you are a master and no longer a student. But on this earthly plane, we are all students. And what matters is that each year we shall find the quality of our workmanship better, proving that we are one step nearer to mastership. While on this journey, people sometimes are depressed because their lives do not unfold in a simple, logical, harmonious way, because their histories seem to be full of inconsistencies, repetitions, dead ends, and yawning gaps. This, however, is only to be expected during the learning period. At the beginning of the school year, a child's exercise book is full of mistakes, but at the end of the year, there are hardly any mistakes, which means that they have finished with that grade and are ready to go up higher. It is only in movies that the action unfolds logically, evenly, tidily, compactly to its conclusion. But the actors in a movie have no free will, for it has all been rehearsed many times. Your life has not been rehearsed. It is an adventure, a discovery, a training, and it is only the final goal, or last state, that matters.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.